given all these factors against, you know, rising cost of doing production from utilities, power, you know, from labor costs. This is why, you know, companies are playing it prudent and rather, you know, avoid, you know, borrowing from the banks, you know, because of the prevailing harsh economic conditions on the ground, because of the, you know, lack of, you know, fiscal space for broadening and deepening revenue streams for government due to company closures, employees losing their jobs, you know, shrinking, you know, tax, you know, income base, as well as even, you know, in terms of, you know, other government revenues, from balance of payment support, which is basically not there for multilateral institutions. So the only way then for government under these circumstances is to be forced to go onto the domestic market and continue to borrow in order to continue financing its recurrent expenditure. It is not the desirable situation. It is not the best situation to obtain, because that in itself, you know, makes money, current, you know, money on the in banks very expensive, because government is now competing with the private sector.
But what can be done in order for Zimbabwe to have an economic turnaround?
Number one, we need, you know, political stability, so as to, you know, reduce significantly the current, you know, country risk factor. Number two, we need, you know, policy consistency and predictability and clarity, so that, you know, the international community can re-engage Zimbabwe and support us in terms of, you know, foreign direct investment, in terms of, you know, balance of payment support.